Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the scriptures this morning, please, to the book of Psalms, the 34th Psalm. Let's release faith and believe together for utterance, for the anointing. Well, you know, if people on the outside realized that we actually hear from God in here, you couldn't fit them in the building. But it's true. You know, the reality is that so many people, they don't recognize God when they see Him. They don't perceive things that are truly Him and spiritual when they're hearing it, when they're looking at it. I know there's been times that Phyllis and I, in times past, some of the great men and women of God that are in heaven now that if I called names, you'd recognize. We'd be with them in services sometimes, and there'd be a couple hundred people there, 300 people there, and it was a huge auditorium, and we'd look around and go, where is everybody? This is wonderful. This is amazing. But it's because much of the world is blind and does not see what's actually happening. But you know, you are blessed because you see. The Lord said to me some years ago, He said, most of the world is either dead or asleep. He's spiritually speaking. Dead means you hadn't been born again. Well, if you're dead, you're oblivious. And asleep, if you're in a deep, sound sleep, you can look like you're dead. You don't have much more activity. But there are some who are alive and awake. Am I talking to some alive people and awake people? Come on, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm alive.
And I'm awake.
So I'm aware. Talking about aware of God. Aware of what He's saying. Aware of what He's doing. Perceiving it. Seeing it. So you ready to hear from Him some more?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
Let's release faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together and agree together as touching this, asking You for utterance right now. I acknowledge, Lord, it is not in me, in my flesh, to do this and say this. I'm a vessel, as You use many vessels. But Lord, speak through us as the oracles of God. Give us all eyes and ears that see and hearts and minds to discern and receive a supply of the Spirit, anointing and revelation of truth that makes free, answers for now, help for now, exactly what You know we need to see and hear the most. Right now, we ask for it in Jesus' name. We believe we receive it by faith. We know it's Your will. We know You hear this prayer. We know You grant our request. And we purpose not to be forgetful hearers, nor hearers only, but as You help us to put it into practice and do it, and we know You'll watch over it and perform it in our lives and bless us. To You be all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm a doer, not a hearer only.
I'm a doer
of the Word of God. Psalm 34, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Psalm 34, for time's sake, skip down to verse 8. He said, oh, not woe, but oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Verse 10 says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Verse 12, what man is he that desires life and loves many days that he may see good. Now, you don't want to live a long time just to live a long time and have a bunch of problems. I mean, there's folks that's living, their quality of life is just not worth living. And people act like, oh, they'd do anything just to live another half day. Well, no, there's a lot worse things than dying. For the believer, there's a lot worse things than dying. But no, you want to live a long life and have a lot of days so that you can what?
See good.
Experience good. Consume and enjoy and experience good. Keep reading. What do? Keep your tongue from evil. See, he's talking about good and evil. Now, again, a lot of in today's vernacular, we don't use the word evil as much. We'd probably use the word bad. It has a lot of the same meaning here. Keep your tongue from bad. If you want to have good, you need to talk good.
That's right.
Amen.
And your lips from speaking guile. Now, guile is deception. Has to do with hypocrisy and falseness and deceiving and trickery. Don't talk any lies or any falsehood. That's all evil and bad. This is one of the main things that is evil talk. Deception, lying. Keep going. Depart from evil, bad, and do good, and seek peace, and pursue it. Somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Psalm 119:68 in the NIV says, you are good, and what you do is good. The Living Bible says, you are good, and do only good. Psalm 119:68. The Message Bible says, you are good and the source of good. Train me in your goodness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He is good and he does good.
Right.
He is good and does only good. He is good. He is the source of good. Do you want to find out more about his goodness?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And that's what this series is about, is the goodness of the Lord. Oh, we've said it a lot. A lot of people have said, the Lord is good, the Lord is good, the Lord is good. And He really is.
Amen.
I said, He really is. He's more good than we've known. Somebody say, He's good, He's good. I believe He's good. Psalm 27:13, see, he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Now, a session or so back, we talked about seek and you shall find. If you're looking for evil, you'll find it. If you're looking for bad, you'll find it. We studied the case of the Israelites delivered out of Egyptian bondage. And God gave them the good report about the good land. And then the spies saw it and brought back an evil report and contradicted God and basically said, it's not a good land. It's a bad land that'll eat you up and spit you out. And because of that, they refused to believe the good news and chose to believe the bad news. If you're looking for bad, you're going to find it. All you're going to see is the giants and the walls and the problems. But Joshua and Caleb saw the same thing and they stood up and said, no, hush, get your sword, get your spear. Let's go. We can get this thing. It's a good land. Look at these grapes.
Come on.
It's an exceeding good land and the Lord's given it to us.
Amen.
The Bible calls the gospel the good news about the good things. But it says in Romans, not everybody has believed the good report. Many have chosen not to believe it. What are you looking for? If you're looking for God, you're looking for good. Right? And if you're looking for good, you'll find good. Didn't the Bible say in Hebrews 11, without faith, verse 6, without faith it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that he is. And you got to believe something else. I said, you got to believe something else. Not just that He is, that He exists, that He's real, but you got to believe He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. What's a reward? Good or bad?
Good.
A reward, something good.
Amen.
Who's going to find the good reward? You got to, two things you got to believe. And as we study this, you'll find a lot of church-going people don't believe both of these. They believe one of these. You got to believe God is real.
Yeah.
And you got to believe God is real good.
Amen.
Amen.
Or really, if you're a sticker for English. Come on, somebody say, God is good.
God is good.
And God is really good.
And God is really good.
God is real. He's real. If He's God, then He's all-powerful, all-knowing. But He's also not just all-powerful and knowing everything. He is good. Good. He's not bad. He doesn't have a dark side. He doesn't have a mean streak. He doesn't have a cruel part to Him. He's all good. And people trying to make sense of all the chaos and turmoil and evil in the world have believed lies, saying God's in control of all this, and even though we don't understand it, He has some reason for all of the terrible things that are going on. But the truth is, good comes out of good, and evil comes out of evil. And evil cannot come out of God, because there's no evil in Him. The Bible said God is light. One translation said there's not even one particle of darkness in Him. Do you believe that?
Yes.
There's a devil, and there are mean people, and there's the curse because of sin. God didn't create the devil, the devil. The devil made himself the devil. Iniquity was found in him. And we read Scripture, if you hadn't been with us, go back and catch up on these things. They're very important. We read Scripture that said God made man upright, but He has sought out many inventions. God made us in His own likeness and image, which means we have creative ability. Now, I don't know that how much time I got to dwell on this right now today, but I think I need to touch on it. You can use that creative ability to create good or evil. The Scriptures refer to people who are inventors of evil. Well, that's not something God's doing. That's a misuse of creative power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.